The following Dharma talk was given at Boundless Way Temple in Worcester, Massachusetts. The temple is an affiliate of Boundless Way Zen, a multi-lineage school of Zen Buddhism.
Tonight's encouragement talk will be given by Tanto, senior Dharma teacher and priest, Paul Gallen.
Titles. Yes. Well, the title, I guess, for this talk is encouragement. This encouragement talk. And I would love to say a few words that would offer clarity and confidence in your practice this evening. I'm not sure I can do that. But I would like to offer a few words of maybe that that I would like to hear if I was receiving this encouragement talk. I think for me, first, I need to know that someone believes in what I'm doing, has faith in what I'm doing. And as I look out here, and there's 30 of us in this room, I have complete belief in all of you, even Corwin. And I have a sneaky suspicion that each of you have complete belief in everyone else in this room, which means that there's at least 29 people who completely believe in us right here. I need to know that. There's some evidence why I might believe in you. You haven't got up yelling and screaming and run out of the Zendo yet. And that is an option. It's always yelling, screaming, or silently, just leaving. That's always an option. Yet you persist. You stay. I would need to have that pointed out to me. I often will sit on the cushion and be so full of doubt and judgment. If you're sitting there right now thinking that you are the worst Zen student, believe me, you're not. Because how can you be the worst Zen student when I'm the worst Zen student? And that thought continues to visit me. I think I've made some progress. At this point, I often will consider myself as maybe not the worst, but the analogy that I often that comes to mind is like yesterday's newspaper. You know, it has some function, but it's not quite right. And this is what I sit with. This is what I sit with. So I need to have someone believe in me. And it's great that I've got 29 folks in this room who believe in me. Even Corwin. I think I also need to have some type of acknowledgement that what I am experiencing is normal. Or at least not so abnormal. The different pains that I have in my body. Need to have that acknowledged. It is kind of interesting here at the second full night of Rohatsu. Often you'll hear the teachers begin to talk about the back and the knees. And there's other pains that I have as well. And if you were to ask me, Paul, is it normal to have a pain in my... Yes. Yes, it is. I have no idea, and yes, it is. I have familiar pains right now. I really am quite familiar with my middle upper back at this point, and the tightness that is there. My left knee, always particularly my left knee. But I also have some weird pains going on right now. The inside of my right foot between my ankle and heel, it's like a quarter size, and it hurts. And I have no idea why. This is normal. Or at least I need someone to tell me that it's normal. And it's likely that wherever you are hurting, that we're asking a lot. We're asking a lot of our bodies. This body of action, this animal body, built to move. And we've said, sit still. And it's in that stillness that we, not to simply investigate the pain, we investigate everything that arises. The thoughts. That thought that I mentioned about being the worst Zen student, you've probably got other thoughts that are going there. Maybe concern that is it wrong of me to spend half of a round thinking about Rocky III and Mr. T, and his name was Clubber Lang. And what is that wrong? It's not encouraged, but it has been done before. I've been sitting long enough that I really understand the phrase, if we sit long enough, everything arrives. So emotions, thoughts, physical abilities and limitations, pain, all of them arrive. I think I would also need to hear that what I'm doing has meaning. And this may be a difficult a step to take here, because I'm not quite sure, just like I don't know what hurts right now for you. I'm not sure what this meaning making is for you that's here. But I can share a little bit as far as what it means to me. I remember my first sesshin. I went there, and I no longer recall what I was seeking, what I was looking for. But I do remember that I cried a lot. And not that as far as stoic, manly cry, you know, the tear that runs down the cheek. No, the ugly, the snotty. Cry that I just cried, and if you asked me why I cried, I couldn't put words to it, but I knew it was real. I knew it had meaning, not just to me, but to the world. So the second sesshin when I went, I kept waiting to cry. Thankfully, I did eventually cry, and I thought, okay, all right, so this was a successful sesshin. And then the third sesshin I went to, I didn't cry. And it was a successful sesshin. We come here willing to sit in a room with 29 other people. No fist fights have started up. No arguments have really occurred. Maybe a few little tiffs here or there in our heads. We come here sitting, not saying a word for the most part with those around us. And for me, I always feel so connected to those around me. I have a buddy right now. Chad has arrived and I can sit directly next to someone. And before that, at one point David asked me, what is it like being over there as far as by yourself? And I was like, what? It never occurred to me that I was by myself. Because I felt so connected to all of you. The meaning that I take away is the connection that I have with you, yes, in everything. This has a way of permeating throughout my understanding of my life and the life that I live. I don't know if that has meaning to you, and please don't search for Paul's meaning and make it yours. And I think I need to be told that what we are doing here is important, vital. Not just for this round or this session, but for society, for this earth. What you do is important. Thank you.